I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we're discussing the 8 reasons why receivership sales are always at a discount. Unfortunately, I have some experience with this topic. An ex-partner of mine petitioned our entire real estate portfolio into receivership without telling our lenders. So I had to experience firsthand why receivership sales are always at a discount. So I've become a bit of an expert. The first reason is that you have negative publicity around a receivership. You have media, you have social media, you have court decisions, you have public records, you have all sorts of things feeding into this stigma about the property you're trying to sell. So where before the receivership, the property was, you know, either had no public profile or was neutral, all of a sudden when you go into receivership, it's negative. It has a negative public profile and a stigma. So that's the first reason receivership sales are always at a discount. The second reason is that typically a receiver has to run a tender process because they have to be perceived by the court to be offering everybody an opportunity to bid. And that eliminates a lot of purchasers from bidding because in a private transaction, purchasers like to deal directly with the vendor and reach an agreement with the vendor, and they don't want to be competing with 8 other purchasers to potentially buy. Whereas in the receivership, it's set up in a way where everybody gets to offer at the same time, and it's an auction of sorts. And that's a disincentive to purchasers, therefore it lowers the price. The third reason is there's uncertainty about the closing because you need court approval to close a receivership sale. So if you think about it, I'm a purchaser and I purchase a property and I'm excited about it and I'm hiring contractors and making plans and ordering furniture and thinking of paint and doing all these things, and all of a sudden it doesn't close, that's very disappointing. And so with receivership sales, that's always an option. The if it's through a power of sale lender process, then the borrower might make good with the lender and the property is no longer available. Or if it's a receivership as a result of a partnership dispute, there might be a settlement, the property's pulled from the market. So as a purchaser, you go in, you offer, you get excited about owning the property, but you need court approval before the sale can go through. So again, that's the third reason that receivership sales are always at a discount. The fourth reason is that receivers are risk-averse people, so they require a certified deposit up front. If you think about a typical environment, you have a buyer and a seller, and buyer makes an offer, seller counters, buyer comes back, they sort of haggle back and forth till they have a meeting of the minds. And then the deposit check isn't required until typically 24 to 48 hours after that. Well, in a receivership sale, when you put your offer in, you have to provide a certified deposit, typically for at least 10% of your offer price. So for a lot of purchasers, they're not going to do that because they don't even know yet if they've got a deal. They're just making an offer and they have to come up with this money. So that reduces the value of the property. That reduces the price that a purchaser will pay for the property because of that process. The fifth reason is that purchase agreements are really long in a receivership. So you have a standard TREB form, a standard AREA form. It's very straightforward. It's usually about 4 or 5 pages. You know, most people are somewhat familiar with what it looks like. A receivership agreement is usually at least 20 pages long, sometimes 100 pages long. It usually has court documents attached to it, lots of legalese. So as a purchaser, you can't just fill it out yourself. You're going to need to go get legal advice before you can make the offer, which again is a disincentive because it makes it more difficult for a purchaser to proceed to make an offer. So that's the fifth reason. The sixth reason that receivership sales are always at a discount is a receiver can't give any representations or warranties. So whereas if you're buying from a private seller, they can say, you know, I've never dumped any contaminants on the property. My tenant pays $1,000 a month. You know, I warrant that the property's in good standing. I warrant that the survey seems right. A receiver can't give you any of that. So it's an as-is, where-is sale. You're taking it exactly as you see it. The purchaser's taking all the risk. And of course, if a purchaser's taking risk, it reduces the price because they're not sure they can rely upon what they think is in place because they're getting nothing from the receiver. The receiver's saying, I'm not representing or warranting anything. Take it as it is. The seventh reason that receivership sales are always at a discount is receivers are not comfortable or intimate with the property. They didn't buy it. It's not their business. Receivers typically are accountants by background. They're good at putting together spreadsheets. They're not so good at selling property. So they're not playing to their strengths. They don't have contacts in the industry. They don't know who the strategic buyers are. They don't have a sense of, you know, the highest and best use of the property because it's not what they do. They go in and they do spreadsheets showing where the money went. They don't sell property. So that's a disadvantage that plays out in the value of a property. It's just a reality that it reduces the cost. And then the eighth reason that receivership sales are always at a discount is that receivers love firm offers. They don't want a conditional offer, they want a firm offer. The challenge is, generally, if it's a buyer and seller dealing privately, if the market is balanced, a buyer will have a conditional period to make sure the property is what they think it is. Well, if you have to go in with a firm offer, and as we talked about, the receiver is giving you no representations and warranties, then you're going to reduce the price you're prepared to pay because you're taking on that increased risk. So again, inevitably that decreases the value you're prepared to pay. So the courts love to propagate this legal fiction that, oh, receivership sales, we get fair market value. They never get fair market value. That is complete bollocks. Receivership sales are always, always, always traded at a discount. It's just the reality. This is Norma Walton Talks, and I hope that you will talk back. I would love to hear your comments, your experiences, your arguments with me, your agreements with me. Anything you want to send, I would welcome and look forward to responding to. Thanks for listening.